Friday, February the 7th, and this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. How do you do? Wrapping up the week with a conversation about what's going on in the world, the usual reality. In this hour, Ken Kessler and I will probe through a number of items as much as we have time for, and you can join us in any number of ways, 888-302-3684. Well, you can email Doug at DougSteffen.com or Ken at DougSteffen.com, or, by golly, you can work to connect. Actually, it's not as much work, maybe. It's easier for a lot of people to use social media. Twitter, at Good Day Show, and the Facebook.com/Good Day Show address is very active as well. A lot of people talking about Jay Leno leaving the Tonight Show. Ken, I actually spent almost an hour watching Piers Morgan last night. And I still have a heartbeat. I still have blood pressure. I still have expression in my face. I can look at my eyes. It did not ruin my night. And by golly, I thought it might. Actually, it was a pretty interesting program. Three different people on talking about Jay Leno and the speculation as to what he's going to do now that he's been forced out of the Tonight Show. And that's really the only way you can look at this. He's been forced out. He is done, not because he wants to be, but because they are going with someone whose ratings are not as good as Jay's, but he appeals to a younger audience. You know what this is? It's age discrimination. If I were Jay Leno, it's a good thing that I own my own shop, because this might have happened to me at any number of places along the road, but because I own this program and own the rights to it and work the crowd myself along with all the dedicated and loyal members of my staff, I would be, who knows, on the beach somewhere instead of having 345 radio stations taking this program. God knows what I'd be doing. I might be shoveling manure on my farm, which is something that I do because I choose to, not because I have to. And this program is the same way. And Jay, unfortunately, did not have that choice, so I think he should sue NBC for age discrimination. What do you think about that? He has all the tools. I have 22 years experience. I have the best ratings unequivocally over the entire 22-year period. I'm eager. I'm ready to work. I even took a paid cut to show how loyal I was to the network. He took a 10% pay cut last year because they felt like they needed to have more money to do the operation. So instead of firing, 20 people on his staff, he took, and people laugh about that, he took a 10% pay cut so he could pay 20 people on his staff. So I tell you, but it's his brand. It's his name. It's his talent that allowed the program to be the number one show. And it certainly isn't the same number one now with all the competition. Isn't the same as it was when Johnny Carson was doing it. Jay averages somewhere between 3.5 and 4.5 million listeners or viewers a night, whereas Carson had about twice that many. But remember, what was the competition? So now that Jay's been forced, and I'm not being facetious either. If I were there in that circumstance, I'd be making a deal one way or another, because at 63, the guy's nowhere near. He's got 10, 15, maybe 20 years left in him, and he'll use them well. Now, all the speculation about meeting with CNN and maybe Fox or TV Land or whatever the opportunity may be, he says he doesn't want to do another late night show. Okay, so what does he do? What time of the night? It didn't work when NBC put him on at 10 o'clock for whatever the reason. Maybe that was just NBC. Would it work if it was earlier and they played it back again? Let's say he did a regular program, the same as he's doing now, and they started playing it at 10 o'clock, and they repeated it at 11 o'clock, and they repeated it at 12 o'clock. How would that work? I could see that working. Kenny, couldn't you?
Yeah, that could work.
Yeah. He hasn't.
But the same thing happened to Johnny. NBC decided that it was time to bring in somebody younger. And Johnny sort of beat him to the punch and decided, if that's your attitude, I'm leaving. But They did the same thing.
Yeah. It's all about age. Ageism. Age and discrimination. Pretty disgusting when you get right down to it. And the other thing that's happened this year, as a matter of fact, there was a study that was released, I think, earlier, was it this week or last week, about women. I think I talked about it on the air. Women and the roles that are available to them in television and on movies, the difference in the pay once you get to be 40-something or other, men get paid way more than women do for doing the same caliber work, whether it's in movies or television or whatever it is. You remember we had that conversation, Kenny? I forget which day it was, but I do remember talking about it. So what's up here with that? 888-302-3684. If you're a woman, this maybe goes across, this is a broad spectrum conversation. And it applies to, when I say broad spectrum, it isn't just the entertainment business. It's pretty much America in general still. Women executives, as they get older, unless they own the business or have done so well that they contractually put themselves into a position where either they can't be fired or they get paid well, is still the ageism and the sexism in our country is rampant. And it's pretty disgusting when you get right down to it. So if you're a lady who has seen or suffered this, or maybe just observations on the part of people, I think I'd rather hear from women on this than men. 888-302-3684. Maybe you can start a thread of this kind of conversation with our Facebook.com /Good Day Show connection, Kenny, and on Twitter as well, because we've got three or four times as many people on Twitter. Help yourself about ageism, sexism, is it rampant, am I right, and is Jay Leno a victim of this? And so, anyway, that's where I think we can go in part with this conversation. But in general, it'd be kind of fun to stay on the Jay Leno bandwagon, because I think that there are a lot of people who feel, frankly, that that's more important than the Olympics. Although if you look at some of the morning newspapers today, it's first day, official day of the Olympics. There are a lot of people who want to talk about that. Frankly, I'm not that hepped up about the Olympics, and I never have been. I think that's a good conversation for sports radio talk show hosts. I've listened to a number of people. As a matter of fact, I'm in Dallas this morning. I was listening to one of the local talk stations as I came in from the airport. And the guy said pretty much the same thing. You know what? This isn't baseball, and it's not football. But there's great sports, but there's a lot of hype around it. It gets hyped to the point of being almost. It's like a lot of other things get hyped, overhyped. The Super Bowl, another good example of it. So, from the Super Bowl last weekend to the Olympics this weekend, what say you about your interests? 888-302-3684. Good day at 16 past the hour.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I had crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, late to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure, 800-577-8560. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I, with much of our time here spent on the Jay Leno swan song last night, and the various radio and talk radio people and television people talking about his leaving, that sort of thing. So here we are with a lot of bits and pieces of the story. Here's radio host Phil Cianciola. I always love pronouncing that guy's name, Cianciola, talking about some of Jay's biggest targets in his monologues over the years.
I have noticed very little buzz at all about Jay Leno's departure. It seems like that should be a bigger deal than it is. That's it. Jay Leno's gone. I thought there'd be more buzz about that. I did see a kind of funny story where they broke down Jay Leno's jokes. This is the Center for Media and Public Affairs at George Mason University. Basically took all the Tonight Shows, the monologue portion, from May 25th of 1992 to January 24th of this year. And during that time, they counted. I mean, they spent all this time. They checked. And during that period, who do you think the most jokes were made about by Jay Leno? Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton, 43,892 jokes about President Bill Clinton. Slick Willie. Leno's top all-time target. Number two was W, 3,239 jokes. Al Gore, third, 1,026 jokes. I just find it fascinating how they broke this all down. Although he's appeared on David Letterman's show 10 times, Mr. Clinton was never a guest on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno as the host. Now, among non-political joke targets, Jay Leno made fun of the most, O.J. Simpson, 795 jokes. Michael Jackson, 505 jokes. Martha Stewart and her little prison escapade, 208 jokes. Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan, for whatever reason, tied at 153 jokes each. According to the study, throughout the Tonight Show tenure, Leno most often joked about powerful people and scandalous behavior. Those two were combined, of course, in President Clinton, which accounts for his 4,607 joke total. About one out of every 10 jokes Leno ever delivered was about public affairs and public figures. Clinton, his wife Hillary, VP Al Gore, favorite intern Monty Lewinsky accounted for four of Leno's top seven targets. Overall, the top 20 list included the past four presidents and vice presidents, as well as the past six failed major party nominees for president. And this study also noted that Democrats were the subject of 10,885 jokes, 15% more jokes than he told about Republicans.
888-302-3684. You know what I find very interesting, Kenny? I've just gone through this morning's USA Today. Not one word, not one picture, not one item about Jay Leno leaving The Tonight Show. Not one word. I find that extraordinary, frankly. Plenty of info on the Beatles.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we shared beneath the stars above. And for a moment, all the world was right. But how could I have known you'd ever say goodbye? And I'm glad I didn't know where it all ended.
Garth Brooks from the Jay Leno Tonight Show last night, the farewell episode of Jay Leno as he leaves the Tonight Show. Here's Talkos John Hines with TV Guide's Matt Rausch. They talk about how Jay's departure shakes up the late-night television overview.
Jay Leno's last night on the Tonight Show, at least as far as we know, right, Matt?
Well, we've been down this road before, but I do think that this is going to be it in terms of his time on the Tonight Show. We may see him again in some format somewhere else or doing something else in the world of television, but I don't think it's going to be the Tonight Show, although, you know, we said that the last time, and I also don't think he's going to get another primetime show. Even he wouldn't wish that on anybody. So, definitely a changing of the guard, and it is a big shift generationally and geographically, because when it comes back in a couple of weeks, it'll be with Jimmy Fallon, who's considerably younger than Jay Leno, and also it'll be being done in New York, which is where the show originated back in the days of Steve Allen and Jack Parr and then Johnny Carson, who took it to Burbank. But now beautiful downtown Burbank will be minus its big draw of a late-night talk show, as it has been for many, many, many years.
Let me ask this question now. Is Jimmy Fallon basically going to take his late night and just move the entire show intact to that earlier time? Is that the plan? Or do you think there'll be some changes, some modifications made? Would they redo? I don't know. I mean, it's been so successful doing what it's doing. I mean, whether or not it has a high tune-in, it's one of the most talked about shows the next day, no matter what he's doing.
Well, it is, and in that regard, it is also very different from the Tonight Show with Jay Leno, because as popular as Jay Leno is, and he is the number one draw in late night TV in terms of pure numbers, his audience does skew a little bit older than some. Jimmy Kimmel has really turned up the fire recently in the demographics race, and of course, you still have the Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert factor in terms of shows that are very, very relevant in terms of their topicality. And Jay Leno has never been really interested in all that. He just wants it to be a comfortable place. He always wanted it to be a comfortable fun, sort of an old-fashioned kind of a TV show. You never see anything of his go viral, hardly ever. When's the last time you heard anybody talk about anything that happened on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno? People just watch it and enjoy it. It's relaxing. People like being on the show. It's going to be a whole different vibe with Jimmy Fallon. At the same time, Jimmy is a very friendly and accessible guy. I think that the difference between him and Conan O'Brien is that Conan has a streak of the bizarre in him that Jimmy Fallon doesn't necessarily need to embrace. He does some very kooky things on his show, and he does things like getting Betty White to play beer pong, things like that.
Right. Now,
and I think that kind of thing will continue. I think it'll be a looser show. It'll be a more creative show with Jimmy Fallon. He is, like I said, the most versatile of any of those people in terms of being able to do comedy and music and all the things that he honed his skill, his craft with Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, exactly.
Will suit him well in this world. But it's going to be a thing where Jimmy Fallon will be able to make The Tonight Show his own, which I don't think Jay Leno really ever did. Jay Leno continued a tradition, which there's no real shame in that, of course, but you won't really see, I see this as the end of an era that extends beyond Jay Leno. I think this is the end of a certain kind of traditional talk show that he represented, that it's going to be different with Jimmy Fallon. And I do think the numbers will probably go down a little bit because there will be some people who just don't want any change at all.
Now that's the world. People don't like change. All right, 28 past the hour on the Doug Goodday program.
Hot plates, cool stories. Share both this winter at P.F. Chang's. Gather your friends and try one of the 6 dishes on our new winter seasonal menu. Like the savory red wine and pepper braised beef. Or the orange ginger beet salad with fresh oranges and honey ginger dressing. And for a limited time, visit pfchangs.com and get an offer for $10 off a $40 purchase. See you soon.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, 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 and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Stephan. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's 33 after the hour now, 27 before the new hour on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program, the 7th of February, end of the first full week of the month. A lot of weather, snow-related conversation on a lot of radio programs this week. The storm that was slated, still is, there's going to be a storm this weekend, but not as bad as originally thought, which happens. But there was plenty of snow, and there was plenty of weather tied to the last system, and the one before that that rattled across the country. As a matter of fact, I had to sit in an airplane yesterday for about 2.5 hours in Los Angeles before it could take off to come to Dallas, because Dallas got 1/8 of an inch of snow.
Oh, no.
And it pretty much shut down the airport for hours and driving and stuff. This is the third time this year. They haven't had snow in Dallas for like 13, 14, 15 years this year so far. Remember when I drove through here, Kenny, in was it late November, early December? That was the first time. And then there was another one, and now this one. But there was never any, I mean, when I came through the last time, it had been 80 degrees the day before, so nothing stuck to the ground because the ground was warm. But going over all the overpasses was the problem, and that's where all the accidents and stuff were. That pretty much ground the city to a halt. And that happened. There were 400 accidents yesterday on the interstate, the ring roads around Dallas. 400 accidents because they don't know how to drive in this stuff, frankly. And they obviously don't know how to take care of it at the airport. Because it was just, it was actually kind of funny. And I was sitting in a comfortable seat, so it didn't really bother me here and there. I get off the plane to get something to eat and that kind of stuff. But it just is really interesting. A, how difficult it is when there's a wrinkle in a place that's not used to wrinkles, and how we expect everything in general to perform exactly as it's supposed to all the time under all conditions. And if it doesn't, wow. What happens? The world falls apart. Ooh-ee-ooh-ee-ooh-ee-ooh. All right, so observations. Doug Steffen, 888-302-3684. Questions about all kinds of things, but basically I want to continue with the Jay Leno thing. What happens in this hour of the program is we take bits and pieces of radio programs and television programs with things that contribute to the conversation, so that if you feel like you want to share, you can. What do we have people sharing with us in terms of thought about Jay Leno on Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show, Kenny?
Deborah says, I grew up watching Jay Leno. It's sad to see him go. I'll miss headlines and jaywalking, but Jay himself the most.
Amen.
Ashley says, thanks for the memories, Jay. The Tonight Show will never be the same.
I think that's true, and that was pointed out by one of the last bits and pieces, that conversation with a fellow from TV Guide about how the new Jimmy Fallon setup. Remember, this is being produced by the fellow who's been responsible since the 70s for Saturday Night Live and some of the other shows that have been on NBC as well. Lorne Michaels is producing The Tonight Show. He produces The Late Night Show with Jimmy Fallon now. Fallon is a product of Saturday Night Live. I don't think there's been... Are there any other late night comedians that have been on Saturday Night Live? I don't think there have been any others, have there?
When you... I think Conan did some writing for them, but he wasn't a cast member.
Yeah. Does Conan O'Brien look better now as he continues the tradition? Basically, his show is The Tonight Show, as was Jay Leno's show. Jimmy Fallon isn't really doing The Tonight Show, the old Tonight Show, and that'll wrinkle some people, rub them the wrong way as well. But they're looking for a newer audience that's coming along. They're worried about people's habits, how many people don't watch in real time anymore, no matter what the show is, how much stuff is downloaded, how much stuff is taken off of Hulu, how much stuff is taken off various websites that belong to the networks, all that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, I didn't stay up to watch Jay's show, but I'm going to go to the NBC website when I can. How long do they usually keep those things up there? Because I'd like to watch at least a month. Well, I'd like to actually watch the whole show. I remember vividly Johnny's last show, even though it's been 22 years ago. So under the circumstances, I want to watch the last Jay Leno. Will I watch the last Jimmy Fallon show? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what the circumstance? Did I watch the last Conan O'Brien show on NBC? No. But Jay is something about, maybe it's because I met him four or five times, was at the Tonight Show in various roles, two or three times actually, and found him. Plus the fact he's from my neck of the woods. He was a mechanic at a garage that's about 3 or 4 miles from me when he first got out of school. That's how he really got interested in doing what he does with the cars. So anyway, there is all of that. You got anything else, Kenny, that you want to pass along?
Brian says, a huge goodbye to The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. What an amazing career and legacy to leave.
Who would have thought that he was there? There were a lot of people who were ticked off that Johnny left, first of all. Another reference to something we were talking about in the last half hour. Johnny was told that he was going to retire. So he said, you know what, screw you guys, I'm going to quit. And he set his own departure while he was on top. He decided he wanted to get out. He had just turned 66. So, okay, we'll hit the road. And he did. And he was never heard from, really. He made one more television. He said when he left that he was going to do some specialty things. NBC tried to get him to do a couple of things, and he didn't like what they wanted him to do. So the only other appearance he ever made after his last night of The Tonight Show was one appearance on David Letterman's show. That was it. That's the only time he ever showed up on television again. I mean, there were plenty of shows about him, but there was he never went on a show, never did anything. And I remember watching that night. He gained, looked like about 20 pounds, and the audience stood up, and I think it was like 3 or 4 minutes, they just clapped. And, you know, that's sort of what he left. Leno won't do the same thing because he's not going to go away. He's got his own plane. He's flying to Palm Beach to be, I think it's either tonight or tomorrow night. He's doing a 14-night stand around Florida. And then, you know, he'll figure out what's going on. But you have not heard the last of Jay Leno, no matter what, I think. Here's host Jeff Detrow, along with Laura Kane and Tommy Sablin, talking to Jay on the morning of his last show.
We're going to miss you, Jay.
Why, thanks. Well, I'll be on the road. I'll probably be playing San Diego. Come by and say hello.
That's true. You'll be doing what you do and what you've always done.
Yeah, that's what you do. You kind of, I was a stand-up comic, and I got a day job, and now you're back on the road.
So what are you going to do immediately after the taping today?
Well, we got a party for everybody, and then I hop on a plane, and I got a gig in Florida.
Do you think you're going to cry tonight?
I don't know. We'll see what happens. It'll be very exciting. It'll be like The Bachelor.
the most dramatic.
Think, yeah, the most dramatic. Well, gosh, you've given us so much joy over the years.
Well, I don't know what's going on tonight. There's a lot of people hiding around here, and there's, so I think there's some surprises, so I'm not sure.
Hey, Jay.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you. I mean, you've been so nice to us over the years. When we would call, you pick up and you go on. You like Sandra Bullock said, you're everything to us. I mean, we go to bed with you, literally.
Well, that shows you how empty your lives are.
But wait, I just want to say, God bless you for what you've done and what you gave this country. I mean, seriously, you're a good thing.
Well, I admit curing cancer was tough, and it took a couple of weekends. But we got it done, by golly, so I'm glad I was able to do that. I've got a number of, I'm working on blindness now and a few others, but I will have all the miracle cures hopefully in a few weeks.
Jay Leno, now with the last few minutes of his Tonight Show last night.
Boy, this is the hard part. I want to thank you, the audience. You folks have been just incredibly loyal. This is tricky. We wouldn't be on the air without you people. Secondly, this has been the greatest 22 years of my life. The luckiest guy in the world. I got to meet presidents, astronauts, movie stars. It's just been incredible. I got to work with lighting people who made me look better than I really am. I got to work with audio people and made me sound better than I really do. And I got to work with producers and writers. And just all kinds of talented people who make me look a lot smarter than I really am. I'll tell you something. First year of the show, I lost my mom. Second year, I lost my dad. Then my brother died. And after that, I was pretty much out of family. And the folks here became my family. Consequently, when they went through rough times, I tried to be there for them. The last time we left the show, you might remember, we had the 64 children that were born among all our staffers that married. And that was a great moment. And when people say to me, hey, why didn't you go to ABC? Why didn't you go to Fox? Why didn't you go? I didn't know anybody over there. These are the only people I've ever known. I'm also proud to say this is a union show. And I have never worked. I have never worked with a more professional group of people in my life. They get paid good money. And they do a good job. And when the guys and women on this show would show me the new car they bought or the house up the street here in Burbank that one of the guys got, I felt I played a bigger role in their success as they played in mine. And that was just a great feeling. And I'm really excited for Jimmy Fallon. You know, it's fun to kind of be the old guy and sit back here and see where the next generation takes this great institution. And it really is. It's been a great institution for 60 years. I'm so glad I got to be a part of it. But it really is time to go hand it off to the next guy. It really is. And in closing, I want to quote Johnny Carson, who was the greatest guy to ever do this job. And he said, I bid you all a heartfelt goodnight. Now that I brought the room down. Hey, Garth, you got anything to liven this party up? Give it a shot. Garth Brooks!
So, what do you say after that? Not much. He said it. What needed to be said the way that it needed to be said. So, as Walter Cronkite said once to me, when I asked him, what do you do when you're left speechless? He said, you go to a commercial.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See store OfficeMax.com for details.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money, 800-543-9262. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 88WeirdSpice.com. People who have followed this plan at 88WeirdSpice.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 88WeirdSpice.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 88WeirdSpice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 88WeirdSpice.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 88WeirdSpice.com. Watch for free at 88WeirdSpice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 88WeirdSpice.com.
Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, the Doug Good Day program for Friday. The Olympics start today. And hear from our affiliate, The Truth in Tucson, host John Justice talking to analyst David Gartenstein Ross about the news media's sudden fascination with toothpaste bomb threats for the Olympics.
The news this morning that most of the news outlets were discussing was this toothpaste bomb threat, not related to flights within the continental United States, but more worried about flights in other parts of the country heading to Sochi, Russia. Tell us what you know. How credible is this threat? Is this something new?
Well, I'm not sure that this is actually a threat. Now, there's not really a distinction that's made when articles come out about, you know, breaking news of what they're looking for. But an advisory has been set up by the U.S. government. And actually, a DHS spokesman specifically said that they don't know of any specific threats to the homeland. Now, that doesn't preclude there being some sort of specific threat to air travel into Russia. But, you know, looking at this, and I have no inside intelligence information on it. I haven't spoken to officials about it. But just looking at it as it was put forward in these articles, something that is often done by the U.S. government when there is an elevated risk of terrorism is they'll look at past terrorists' tactics, techniques, and procedures, or TTPs. But they will sometimes trawl back at past TTPs,
right,
and will put out advisories so people can be on alert. That's a long way of saying, John, that I'm not sure that there is a specific threat. I'm not sure this is linked to a threat. Now, we know that there is a threat to the Sochi Olympics. That's very clear.
Right.
You and I have talked about that before. You know, in December, there was a set of suicide bombings in Volgograd. The suicide bomber subsequently released a tape saying that the Olympics would be struck. The emir of the Caucasus Emirate, a terrorist group operating the Caucasus, has also specifically threatened the Olympics. You have a history of Caucasus militant groups attacking Russia. So there is a threat to the Olympics, but I'm not sure that this toothpaste advisory is anything more than done out of an abundance of caution.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, our focus on the Olympics. Interesting to note that the TSA has banned all liquids and gels and aerosols and powders and any carry-on luggage on flights that are going either between the U.S. and Russia or between Russia and the U.S. Basically, there are only flights to Moscow that are direct. But if your destination is Russia, they're going to not let you take any of that stuff with you. So that's a fairly interesting and backdrop for this piece of a radio program hosted by Joel Riley. Here he talks to former CIA operative Wayne Simmons about these security concerns at the Olympics.
What do you know about what's going on in Russia right now?
Well, just what we read in the newspapers, and it's not good. So give me 7 years since the announcement of Sochi being the venue, and as a terrorist, a sophisticated terrorist, I'm going to create a minefield that you can't do anything about. We all hope and pray, of course, that nothing happens. But if ever there were a time and a venue where we believe with relative certainty that something bad is going to happen, it would be now. It's 1,300 square miles to try to protect. The venues are spread out all over the country, and you're in the absolute backyard of the terrorist. I don't understand. Many of us complained 7 years ago when they chose this venue, but politics got in the way, and now hopefully we don't have to pay for it.
Yeah, Wayne, I guess I would be a terrible terrorist because I think if I were really going to hit Sochi, what I would do is I wouldn't tip my hand. I wouldn't be increasing attacks and all those things. I would just be laying the groundwork, and then it's like a blindside. Why is it that they're attacking with more frequency as we get closer?
Well, because you're thinking like a Westerner, and with all due respect, you're thinking like someone who has not been trained. And what I mean by that is there is no time to let up when you are leading up to a major attack. They do not see this as anything other than, meaning Sochi, they do not see this as anything other than an opportunity to inflict great pain and against Putin and against the Soviets. They also take every opportunity to kill. Jihadis do not care when the victims come or how they come or where they come. They took Beslan in 2004 and slaughtered, as you may remember, elementary school children, 350-plus elementary school children. They have no compunction. They have no problem slaughtering these people.
Well, if Russia, though, and Putin are your targets, why the Olympics? I mean, that's a more of a world thing. Why wouldn't you focus away from that?
No, this is not just against Russia. This is against the West. This is against everything that Russia stands for, but most importantly, and you are absolutely correct, most importantly, it is to embarrass the Soviet, the Russians. It is to embarrass Putin. But you cannot give them 7 years. And remember, they've been at it for decades. So the terrorists know how to do this. They have an adversary in Putin who, if anyone can defeat these guys, but he's not going to do it in this venue. You just cannot protect 1,300 square miles, 7 years to prepare and build what they're calling, as you've heard, the curtain of steel. Well, the curtain of steel they put in place is probably only trapping the already formed terror cells inside.
888-302-3684. All right, so let's scare the hell out of everybody and see what happens. Here's Jack Harris, Corey Dillon, Ted Webb talking to Michelle Caruso Cabrera from CNBC about how she and everybody else in the news media were immediately hacked when they got into the Winter Olympics.
Let's say hello to all those who are monitoring your conversation right now in Russia.
I'm sure Putin is listening. Putin.
And then, but I also pointed out, we'll also say hello to the NSA that's listening to us in this country.
Yeah, exactly. The Russian government has a legal right under their code of law to listen to conversations, to look at anything on our phones, to look at data, our calling patterns, etc. You know, they make that clear before you come. So,
did you take
they could very well be listening.
Did you take any precautions? Did you remove any kind of financial data or any contacts?
Well, I'm definitely not going to log into any of my bank accounts while I'm here, for sure.
Hey,
to not bring your phone, it's almost impossible. How do you live without it?
Right.
We're getting reports that conditions are really not good for journalists, particularly when it comes to the bathroom.
Yes, and I think that while those are a minority of the hotels, it appears to be largely focused on the journalists. We haven't had any issue with our hotels, but I think, you know, I'm part of NBC. We're broadcasting the game, so we're very close to the venues.
All right. So there's a lot of conversation about that. And one.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.